played with his dad at West Ham in the early days. I've spoke to his agent and agreed everything, but there's just a few I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed, I think. So the boy's on holiday at the minute. So we think everything's been agreed, but until it's actually signed, sealed and delivered, we don't know.
Yeah, there's competition for his signature by the sounds of it, Barry.
Well, Barnsley, Showen and two or three others that haven't come up to it yet, but of course they might, they've still got time, so...
So it's just a bit of a waiting game on that one. I mean, we've seen him play a lot, actually, haven't we? He's played against Posh several times in recent seasons, and he looks like a real massive prospect to go up to an even higher level, doesn't he?
Yeah, without a doubt. That's why we've gone for him. He's our type of player. He's young, hungry, wants to listen, wants to learn. And, you know, I tried to get him in when Darren was here. But for one reason or other, we didn't do it. That was when he was leaving West Ham. But Colchester jumped in, done well, and he's in demand. So we've got to keep our fingers crossed that although everything's agreed, it's never agreed until the paperwork's done.
Yeah, is Grant's relationship or the fact that he knows Moncur's father going to be potentially important here in terms of, you know, persuading him that the ABAC Stadium is the right place for him to come?
We'll have to ask Grant that, but Grant met the player and his dad, which is the boy that the man that he played with, and he obviously likes Grant's way of playing, and he liked what Grant said to him about the way he's going to play him and where he's going to play him and why. And everything's fine that way, but obviously if another club comes in and offers him ridiculous money that we can't compete, he'll go there. If it's a football matter, I think he'll come to us.